This podcast is presented by Healthy Cells Magazine. Pick up your free copy of Healthy Cells Magazine at any magazine rack featuring the Villas Senior Care Community.
You're listening to Central Illinois Weekend with Lindsay Romano on News Talk 1340 WSOY.
You know, this time of year, of course, there are so many things to think about between the holidays coming up, Thanksgiving, Christmas. But this is also a time to start thinking about another part of our population that I feel like is probably one of our biggest gifts and can sometimes, we don't often think of it as a gift, sometimes we see it as a burden. And I really thought about this personally this week. I kind of have my own situation going on as well. And I brought in Amy Gagnon, the admissions director with Heartland of Decatur. This goes beyond what many would consider you're as a nursing home. You do so many other things for the aging population, for our senior citizens as well.
Yes. Yeah. It seems now that the term nursing home is such a taboo. We are considered a post-acute rehab center. We send about 90% of our patients home every year. And so we focus on the short-term rehab to home, the traumas, the bone breaks, the cardiac issues. They can come to Heartland after they're in the hospital, get some therapy, some rehab so they can go home and they're safe.
And this is so important because that's, like we were talking about the burden, there's a huge part of, a huge burden for families whenever they're dealing with something like that. How do we take care of mom? She's come out of the hospital after that four-letter word, the fall. When we work full time, this gives them the opportunity to do that rehab in a kind of a caring environment where they can get what they need.
Right. It's so hard for the caregivers at home, especially this time where, people are working a lot longer. So those who used to be able to stay at home with mom or dad, they're working full time. They can't. It's very expensive to afford full time care at home. And Medicare, it's a Medicare benefit. So, say you go to the hospital because you fall and break your hip or you have COPD. Why not use that Medicare benefit? It's covered 100% as long as you're doing your therapy. And, it takes a lot of stress off your kids or whoever's taking care of you at the time. And, we offer great program. There's a lot of other facilities in the area that offer great programs as well. And it's just a great opportunity here in Decatur that we have that we can take care of the seniors like that.
Well, and I know you work a lot with Healthy Cells Magazine. Of course, Krista Jaratek, owner of Healthy Cells Magazine here. This is probably a population, both of adults looking for care for their parents as well, but probably this is a large part of your readership as well. Are people concerned about these things as they grow older, their health?
Well, it definitely is a large part of our readership, but actually what we find even more so part of our readership are the children that read in our magazine, mm-hmm. and then they read and figure out, oh, this applies to mom and dad. Mm-hmm. And so Heartland of Decatur has been in our magazine for a number of years, and they have always been a feature article story in our magazine. And so that's why I asked Amy to come and speak this morning.
And probably because of that misconception, whenever you say nursing home, you're thinking, okay, we're putting mom or dad in a nursing home. And, what you do at Heartland of Decatur is actually work on improving their quality of life, getting them back home and getting them to be hopefully independent in some cases, to be able to go back to home.
Right. That is our main focus. It's not a permanent adjustment for them. It's for them to come in for a short amount of time and to get some rehab so they're home and they're safe, whether they need assistance in, getting home health care or any other services at home, we help with that as well. Because sometimes, their goals aren't completely met where they're not as independent as they were before, but that's a given. And so we're able to provide them with those services to get them so they can still be at home and have that independence at home.
Now, tell me a little bit about some of the things that you do, your services in, in-house services that you do, because one of the things I see right here is that you do the speech and respiratory therapy. Speech therapy is so important, especially after a stroke. Sometimes it's all there, but just trying to get those synapses and those things to connect again can be so difficult without the help of a speech therapist. That's just one of the many things that you do.
Yes, we have two speech therapists on staff. Our director of rehab is also a speech therapist. So it's so surprising to me. I've only been in the healthcare industry for a little under 2 years, and I never realized how many strokes actually occur, and the age does not matter. We actually have three patients in the facility that are 26 around that age. And so that's terrifying because I'm 26 years mm-hmm. old. So, but we have speech therapy and we also have respiratory therapy, which they can also help with swallowing. you know, just being able to reteach them how to use their hands, their arms, something you wouldn't think you'd have to ever relearn how to do. I mean, it's just, it's amazing what my therapist can do. I give them so much props because they can, I mean, they're, the ability that they have to bring someone who can't even feed themselves and they can go home walking at the end of their stay is just amazing to me. And we also do have some very dedicated families in our facility. You know, they not only help out with their own families, but they help out with others that aren't as fortunate where mom or dad isn't working.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, just not only do we have the physical and occupational therapy, but the respiratory therapy that and the speech therapy that we talked about is just another layer of icing on the cake. It's so important to have those additional therapies on top of your other therapies.
Well, and Krista, right now you said that you have them featured in the magazine every month. What are they featuring this month?
You know, this month, I don't know if they necessarily were in there, but I know in the past couple months, there's been articles on cataracts, on warm weather safety, you know, but going back to just talking about therapy, I used to be in therapy myself, and it is amazing what therapists can do. And so just educating the public on all that therapy can do for that is kind of the benefit of Healthy Cells magazine, as far as, you know, even with Heartland of Decatur, for those that don't realize, when, you know, you do have a stroke, when you go through therapy, it is amazing all the benefits that you can get, what therapy can do for you. And if you've never been out to Heartland of Decatur, you can see when those patients go through it, you can probably visibly see all the progress that they do make. It's really remarkable.
Well, again, going beyond the nursing home, physical, occupational, speech, and respiratory therapy, as well as in-house dialysis, which I did not know. But we'll find out more about all of these services when we get back with Central Illinois Weekend with my guest, Amy Gagnon, Admissions Director with Heartland of Decatur, and also Krista Jaretek, owner of Healthy Cells Magazine.